Day 29, prayer 31. Father God, we worship you today as the one who provided the horn of our salvation. You provided an all-powerful salvation. You succeed when all else fails. You are the anointed one and the container of our anointing. You are the strength of my horn lifted up. Our God who holds us and makes atonement for us with his power at the altar. You are the announcement of victory in our future and of the King and Deliverer who reigns. We praise you, Jesus, our King and Deliverance. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for who love him and keep his commandments. Let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant. Save my children and grandchildren. Keep those who belong to you near your heart. Hasten your coming for the elect's sake, I pray. But may the lost come running to you, for you desire no one to perish. We pray for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands today. Father, bless these areas and sweep over these lands with revival. Today, we pray for those who work in secular job environments. Guard their ears from profanities, their hearts from toxic attitudes, their bodies from hurt or sickness, their minds from carnal thoughts, and their spirits as they strive to live for you and shine for you in a dark place. May they wear the full armor of God and be fully prepared in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that your word says every member of Christ's body is important. So we thank you for those who clean the church, cut the lawn, decorate for events, fill the pews with envelopes, provide coffee, pick out sheet music, lock the doors, repair plumbing for the baptistry, maintain AC and heating units, and help maintain all the maintenance needs in our church. All those behind-the-scenes jobs your people do at Grace Family Fellowship to help us be a church that aims to please you with excellence. Bless them and reward them, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.